This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today and tomorrow we'll be listening to Mozart's 19th string quartet, which is often known as his dissonance quartet. We'll get into that a little bit later, but first, I have to know that Haydn is known as the father of the string quartet, and for very good reason. He's the one who set the standard for everyone else to follow, and no one knew that better than Mozart, who is getting a lot of praise for his own string quartets. Mozart admired Haydn, and the two of them were good friends who often met up when Haydn visited Vienna. They were even in a string quartet together, Haydn on the first violin and Mozart on the viola. So when Mozart wrote a set of six string quartets, he decided to dedicate them to the man that he called his best friend. He said that right in the dedication. After hearing these quartets, Haydn made a pretty bold announcement. He went to Mozart's father, walked right up to him, and said, "Before God, and as an honest man, I tell you that your son is the greatest composer known to me, either in person or by name." That's pretty high praise from a guy who could easily have laid claim to that whole greatest composer title himself. In fact, Mozart seemed to think that way, and his dedication of the quartet to Haydn rather than to some kind of noble patron shows the high esteem that he held his fellow composer in. When you listen to it now, it might sound a bit unusual in parts, nothing too far out of the ordinary. But at the time, there was a minor uproar over some of the music in this quartet. And at one point, the publisher, who was supposed to publish the manuscript, returned it, saying it was full of errors. He didn't get the... No, it's all completely intentional. Haydn himself was perplexed by some of the music, but he said, if Mozart wrote it, then he must have meant it. The opening of the first movement quickly establishes why this is called the dissonance quartet. Starts out with a slow introduction. Normally, you'd have a faster first movement, and the eerie harmonies really put you on edge. It's an odd way to start off the piece, and especially odd given that when the pace quickens, the mood completely changes to an upbeat, major feel. But it still maintains some connections to that introduction, especially in the set of repeated notes that the cello plays at the start. Those come back throughout the movement. And it's also good to notice that the opening starts with the cello and then brings in each instrument from the bottom. Cello, viola, second violin, first violin. And remember that, because it's going to come up soon. The lighter mood continues in the second movement with a melodic first theme starting in the first violin. There's also a second theme that's really just a little turn of phrase which gets passed around for a little while. And then, remember the whole started from the bottom and now we're here kind of thing that we just talked about? Mozart does that a bunch in this movement, starting in the cello and then bringing the other instruments in one after the other, layering them on top of each other. So the opening is weird, and you could be quick to dismiss it once the rest of the quartet gets underway, because it's a different feel. But Mozart's actually subtly building the rest of the quartet using material and ideas from that introduction. So here's the Muse Open String Quartet with Mozart's Dissonance Quartet.
Thank you.
It's a whole different feel from that opening, but still, don't you hear little things here and there that remind you of it? Mozart's Dissonance Quartet, the first two movements there. Thanks to the MuseOpen String Quartet for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the time, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll finish up what we started today with the final two movements of Mozart's Dissonance Quartet.